Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And we have a great visit with our good friend, Brad Huskin. Brad is the president of IAS Training, IAStraining.com. And you can get his find out more about his books and all the things he does to help people just like you put their best foot forward in the marketplace, train salespeople, make sure that they're out there, especially in the retail sector, right, Brad?
Yeah, that's correct. That's where I specialize is in the retail sector. So.
And so check that out. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brad, we're talking about training. It's so important. It's so poorly done these days in small business. This is an area where small business owners can take a lesson from the big companies. There's a lot of places that they could learn from us, but not training. Training is something big companies do so well that we need to learn more about. And you've got five training criteria that you want to use.
Yeah, and I think that everybody learns by different rates and speeds, and we need to hit on as many of the senses as we possibly can, and that's where I came up for these five criteria, is that whatever you're trying to train people on, I think that, number one, they need to hear the information from you. Number two, I think they have to read it somewhere, so it has to be documented, so that we're getting the eyes and we're getting the ears. And you know, I've written three books, and I can't learn through reading. I have to learn through actually doing, because I get to the bottom of the page, and I can't remember what I read at the top of the page. But, you know, many people are like that. So they have to hear it. They got to read it. They have to write down that they actually understood that they got it. And then they have to role play it. And role playing is one of the most essential parts of this whole training process.
Right.
And yet people hate to do the role playing. So we have to get them to do the role-playing, and if they role-play it once, twice, three times, four times, then it starts to become comfortable, and it's not second nature to them, and they're more willing to do the role-plays, and the quality of the role-plays get better. And then the fifth criteria is they have to be observed doing it in real-life presentations. So if they heard it, if they read it, if they wrote it, if they role-played it, and then we saw them doing it in live presentations, I think that we can assume that they're probably trained on that. And then if they don't do it, then I would call that a willingness issue. And that's where I'll get very serious with somebody if they just frankly have willingness issues and they're not willing to do the job the way that I want them to do it. That's where I will do dehiring them, so to speak.
Right. Well, let's stick a sixth one in there, and let's call it replicate.
Replicate. Okay.
Go to the field. You know, when most people, when they bring a salesperson in, they train them, they don't turn them loose on people who might spend a big bucks with you. You know, you turn them loose on people that if they mess it up, it won't hurt anything, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And that's where I say that, you know, in sales, we're notorious for practicing on the public. And I know I don't want to get on an airplane this afternoon. The pilot says, which way is Denver? Because this is the first time he's flown there, for God's
sake. Right. Right.
I don't want to go to a doctor, and he tells me I need to have my appendix out, and he says, well, I'm really excited to do this. It's my first time. You know, I'm not going to go to that doctor. And yet we practice on the public in sales, and we throw people out there to the wolves,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't had them practice the situations and repeat the situations over and over again.
And this is why, Brad, I always put professional in front of salesperson whenever I talk about people in business. Because there's a difference between being a salesperson and being a professional salesperson.
Well, yeah, and I say the same thing. I just call them clerks and then professionals. And, you know, it's one thing to be a clerk and just take money. It's another thing to actually create sales and create relationships. And, you know, as we've talked in the past, it's all about relationships. And we teach people how to develop relationships. Sell based on the reasons customers want to buy, not the reasons salespeople want to sell. And There's so many dynamics going
so
on.
Let's break these down a little bit. Hear it from you. Now, when you say hear it from you, you want, if you're not qualified to teach them, hear it from you could be from a video or from something that they buy from you, or they go hear somebody speak. But they get you want them to get the first part of their training. You want it to come into their ears.
Yes.
And then the second part you want to come into their eyes, which would be a reinforcement, right?
Right, so they're reading the information as well. So if they learn through reading, then they're going to get it. If they learn through hearing, then they're going to get it. And then they have to write it, which is actually comprehension that they got the information.
And would writing be like taking a test or writing out a customer solution, or what would it be?
It could be just a brief essay type question. It could be multiple choice.
Yeah.
Could be fill in the blank. But I just want to know that they understood the message as I was delivering it. And, so often perception is reality, and we perceive that they heard it, and the reality is they did hear it.
Well, having them write it, and then the role play as well, the fourth one, having them do all of that, it confirms whether you've been successful so far.
Exactly, and as you coach them through the role playing, if they didn't get it right the first time, then maybe they'll get it right the second time or the third time.
It's the measurement. This is part of the measurement, isn't it?
It really is. And, if we could just apply some of these concepts into our school systems as well, I think our kids would be better educated and have a better understanding rather than just pure memorization of the information.
And the observing is where they go out and watch you do it the right way?
Actually,
you observe them?
You observe them doing it.
Right.
Coach them, give them the positive reinforcement, pat them on the back.
I used to have a manager when I was starting out with Xerox decades ago. I had a manager who would ride with me sometimes.
Oh, sure.
And we'd leave the call, and he'd tell me why I did right, why I did wrong.
Yep, that's part of the coaching.
Yep, absolutely. And then you got to go out and do it on your own, make something happen, make a sale, folks. Nothing happens till someone makes a sale. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.